This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken back to the Middle East in a new bid to secure a truce in the Israel-Hamas war. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he told U.S. President Joe Biden that a ground incursion by Israeli forces will be required to destroy Hamas in Rafah. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Biden spoke by telephone Monday to rethink strategy around the Gaza border city of Rafah that is packed with displaced Palestinians. We have an argument with the Americans regarding the need to enter Rafah, not regarding the need to eliminate Hamas, but rather the need to enter Rafah. We do not see a way to eliminate Hamas militarily without destroying those remaining battalions. According to the White House, during the call with the Israeli Prime Minister, President Biden reiterated his deep concerns about the prospect of Israel conducting a major ground operation in Rafah. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
And AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma now with the latest on Gaza.
Mourners are holding funeral prayers outside a hospital in central Gaza for 28 people killed in three separate Israeli airstrikes on urban refugee camps. Associated Press footage shows the mourners praying over the bodies, which were wrapped in funeral shrouds before being taken away for burial. As fighting rages on in Gaza, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's determined to carry out a Rafah ground offensive, despite President Joe Biden's misgivings. Earlier, Qatari officials said that they were cautiously optimistic after talks with Israel's intelligence chief in Doha, aimed at trying to reach a ceasefire. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. A law in the U.S. state of Texas that would allow state police to arrest and deport migrants who cross illegally into the United States from Mexico is again placed on hold, the latest in an ongoing legal back and forth over its fate. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
The appeals court put the law on hold ahead of scheduled oral arguments today, and it's not clear how quickly the next decision might come. Under the Texas law that was put on hold, once defendants are in custody on illegal entry charges, they can agree to a judge's order to leave the U.S. or face prosecution.
Finland once again tops the UN-backed World Happiness Report released Wednesday, but researchers urged policymakers to take action to resolve a dramatic drop in the happiness of young people in North America, as well as Western Europe and the United Kingdom, Reuters' Diane Toh reports.
The United States dropped out of the top 20 for the first time. It fell to 23rd place from 15th last year due to a plunge in the sense of well-being of those aged under 30. The United Nations-backed report also shows it's not just American youth who are unhappy.
The main call for policy action from the World Happiness Report this year is we need to do something about these dramatic drops in youth well-being in North America and Western Europe and Britain to an extent as well.
Deneuve said a range of factors was likely to be at play. Those include increased polarization over social issues, negative aspects of social media, and economic inequality that's made it harder for young people to afford their own homes than in the past.
And in other world news headlines, Brazil's police recommend that former President Jair Bolsonaro be charged for the alleged forging of his COVID vaccination certificate. According to an investigation report, Canada will halt its arms shipments to Israel, according to a government official, in a move that has drawn the ire of Israel, which faces growing international scrutiny over its conduct of the war in the Gaza Strip. Security forces in Haiti killed at least three people, repelling an attack on the central bank as gang violence surges in the capital, Port-au-Prince. That's what an employee said. 7 million Senegalese are due to head to the polls Sunday to vote in a wide-open presidential election, with the winner tasked with ending years of turmoil in the West African nation. For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com or follow us on social media. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.